Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, the new book, The Third Ingredient. That book has won 5 international awards, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Chad Moutray is our guest, our good friend, longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. .org is their website. The Manufacturers Outlook Survey for the fourth quarter is what we're talking about, and it's all about good news, folks. It's just the manufacturers are just rocking and rolling, and even though their optimism is off a little bit, it was already at a record level, and it's still at a record level, just like small business, just like Main Street, Chad, and there's a whole lot of overlapping out there, a lot of small manufacturers that are members of your organization, as you remind us about all the time. Let's talk about trade, though, and the trade negotiations. One of the things that I'm very proud of President Trump about is he is focused on getting American businesses treated fairly, much more fairly, at least not being robbed of things like our profits and our technology by companies by organizations like China, countries like China. We've got the Canada deal, the Mexico deal are done. Just got to get it ratified so we can move on. China is I think he's going to get the China deal done. What do you think?
Well, we certainly are optimistic that that will happen. I mean, we've been calling, as you know, since last January. We were actually one of the first trade associations that came out and said when President Trump put these tariffs in place, use this as an opportunity to fix what we've all been complaining about for the last couple of decades, right? Which is that China doesn't play fair, right? They steal our intellectual property. They limit our overall access. They force us to join partnerships, right, in order to do business there. So just a number of the things that we've certainly heard about for a number of decades, and this is an opportunity to kind of fix that.
Well, and even if it does cause a little pain, even if it does cost a little money, the potential savings, the potential correction, the dividend, the trade dividend that could happen on the other side of a deal that can be enforced with some teeth and some consequences, Chad. I've been saying this for a long time. I said this in the previous hour to Stephen Moore, somebody that I know well, and I'm convinced that if we can get the China deal done and the North America deal done and especially even the European deal, which I've been told by Europeans we're closer than most people think, you get those three deals done in the next year, Chad, and I'm telling you, America has never seen the dynamism that this economy could produce after that. I don't think we've ever seen that. What do you think?
Well, certainly we're optimistic that they're still talking, right? There was a lot of worry about the tariff, going up to 25% across the board on January 1st. That's not happening. And so as long as they keep talking and as long as we can get some type of a deal, I agree with you. I think that certainly that would be a good day for manufacturers.
Don't you think that the stars are aligning, that all the elements are aligning in favor of America because Trump knows that America has some leverage now over China? For the first time in a long time, we've got some leverage. They've got their own problems over there, even though they got a dictator for life in China now. They've got their own problems, their own internal issues. I think that now more than any time before, and maybe any time for who knows how long, now's the time to get this done, right?
Well, definitely we're seeing slowing in the global economy, and certainly China is slowing, Europe is slowing, we're slowing a little bit as well, and so this is an opportunity, I think, for us to kind of turn that around a little bit, get our export growth picking up again.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're optimistic about these agreements. I kind of threw out a stat in the first segment there about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Right.
you know, three quarters of our members say that it's important for their company to pass that, you know, the revised NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're positive about your own company's export growth, because not every manufacturer exports, you know,
right.
So it's really, if you're positive about your company's export growth, that rises to about 83%. So this is an important deal for manufacturers. I know I've said this stat to you before, but we sell more to Canada and Mexico as manufacturers than the next top 10, the next
right.
10 trading partners combined.
Including China.
Including China.
Wow.
China's our third largest.
Say that again.
Partner.
I want people to hear that again.
We sell more exports to Canada and Mexico than the next top 10 trading partners combined.
Think about that.
And so, you know, if you go in order, it's U.S., Mexico, China, Japan, Germany, U.K., you know, keep going down the list. So we sell more to any of those other countries, I mean, to Canada and Mexico than the next, you know, next 10
years. The Western Hemisphere could almost become self-contained. I'm not a protectionist in any way, fashion, or form. I'm a free trader. But it is interesting, the autonomy, the self-determination that the Western Hemisphere could have from the rest of the world and be just fine, couldn't we?
We've established some pretty elaborate supply chain networks over the last couple decades,
mm-hmm.
And that's why it's such an important issue for manufacturers, right?
Just and I'm talking pole to pole, not just down to Mexico, you know, not just North America.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think
pole to pole, we could do that. We've got energy. U.S. has got energy independence. Energy is a big deal. When we come back, I'm going to get Chad to talk about small business manufacturers and the role that this energy, America being energy independent, what's that doing for manufacturers? After the break, Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. NAM.org, NAM.org is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.